Welcome back to In Focus. Nick McNamara here with City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morst. Just about a few minutes left. Let's get into a little bit of the consent agenda
sure,
for this
Nick,
upcoming
just
meeting.
Some highlights. The mayor pointed out that we have a Wildcat Creek item that was a part of the recommendations, and that was the gauges that we've established. We have a gauge at Keats, at Scenic Drive Bridge, at the Seth Child Bridge on Wildcat, and then we have one on the Kansas River below the K-177 bridge coming into town. These are in partnership with the U.S. Geological Survey as well as Riley County, and this is a renewal for those four stream gauges. The city's share of that cost for those four gauges is $14,700. Riley County is $6,120, and the U.S. Geological Survey pays $7,680 for that. So thank you for that reminder, Mayor. We also have on the consent agenda the Bluemont Overlook Project. This is the Kiwanis Club project that we've talked about before, and they're ready to start construction. So this is all the agreements necessary for them to move forward with that scenic overlook that's accessible for the disabled to be able to do that. We have three items related to the AmeriCare PUD up in the Stonehaven area, and the second reading of the ordinances that rezoned those tracks. That was originally in the approved by the planning board in June and was on the July agenda and removed at the developer's request. So this is the finalizes those rezonings that have moved forward. We have a economic development client that received industrial revenue bonds for our corporation, who are paying off those bonds that we're going to retire next year anyway. And so that pays those bonds off and transfers that property officially to their corporation. We have a grant request for a connecting link on Fort Riley Boulevard. This is for concrete pavement panel replacement between Westwood going east all the way to US 24. It's about $148,000 in KDOT funding and $37,000 in local funding. We also have a renewal of our third-party administration services for our self-insured workers' compensation fund with Thomas McGee of Associates of Kansas City. We also have the sole source purchase of some critical SCADA hardware and software upgrade equipment with Padrati and Associates out of Mission for our water plant and water tower system.
And we'll also be authorizing you'll all be authorizing the bulk road salt purchase from that intergovernmental agreement with Fort Riley.
We will. A big step there, obviously. That's a big partnership that we've arranged with Fort Riley, and we're purchasing the salt together. So there's a larger quantity. We got good bids, lower than the certainly that they've been able to have recently, and awarding a bid to the Independent Salt Company of Kannapolis, Kansas, was the low bidder for $129,000, and we'll be splitting those between the City of Manhattan and Fort Riley.
I think we're just about out of time. Unfortunately, I wanted to get in some other meetings, but the hour gets away from us, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Well, thank you for coming out, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morst, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, and I don't think I'll be seeing you tonight in my usual role, but...
Okay.
Yes.
Well...
Have a great day.
Who's
you
coming?
Too.
Somebody else coming?
No. We'll see about that.
Okay. I hope so. All right. Thanks.
All right. You can find this online at newsradiokman.com on demand under the In Focus tab.
We'll have somebody there. Tomorrow, we'll have some folks from USD 383 and Manhattan Christian College to join Nick here on KMAN's In Focus. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, followed by Dan Patrick in the game this afternoon. Royals early tonight, 5:30 for the beginning of that broadcast. They're at Pittsburgh.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the...